February 1940, a truly remarkable chapter in Celtic's history came to a close. Willie Maley, associated with the club as player and manager for more than 5 decades, finally severed his formal ties with the boys. If ever there was a man destined to be connected with Celtic, it was Willie Maley. From even before his birth, and in his early years, fate seemed to repeatedly intervene to ensure that the words Maley and Celtic would become synonymous. This is the story of Willie Maley. Even before he was born, destiny set in motion events that would affect Willie years after his birth. In 1867, a Fenian activist in Ireland called Pat Welsh was seeking to leave behind this troubled life and move to Britain. However, as he attempted to depart Dublin, he was stopped by a British soldier, Sergeant Tom Maley. With Welsh assuring Maley of his desire to leave Ireland and start a new life, he was allowed to escape rather than face arrest. The two men kept in touch, something which would become relevant when they reconnected in Glasgow in later years. On the 25th of April 1868, the baby who would go on to become Celtic's longest serving manager was born, a child to Thomas and Mary Maley. Willie Maley's birth took place in Newry Barracks on account of his father's role as a British soldier. To say the least, Willie was born into a footballing family. One of 4 brothers, 3 of them would go on to be football players and managers. As well as Willie's Celtic experience, his older brother Tom managed different English sides, such as Manchester City, whilst his younger brother Alec took charge of teams like Clyde and Hibs. In Glasgow, the Maley family made the Kifkar area their home. Willie was educated locally, and on leaving school found work in different roles before training as an accountant. This was in the days before footballers would be paid, and so a profession was required. Willie was a lover of different types of sport. He played football, gaining a positive reputation, and being involved with various sides including Third Lanark. He was also a successful athlete, competing in numerous running events. But in all of these, he was sometimes in the shadow of his brother, Handsome Tom Maley, as he was sometimes known. One night, in December 1887, all of these events, including those back in Dublin in 1867, came together to shape the future course of Willie's life. The previous month, a new Irish football team had been set up in Glasgow's East End, known as Celtic. This club needed footballers and sought to attract the best of Irish talent to be found in Scotland. Brother Walfred and John Glass, the 2 key men in the rise of Celtic, made a journey to Kifkar, joined by another man, Pat Welsh, the Fenian who had been helped by Tom Maley Sr. to escape Ireland. Welsh's connections with the Maley family made this group hope that Tom Maley Jr. could be persuaded to become one of the Celtic's first players. However, on arriving at the Maley household, it was discovered that Tom was not present. He was said to be out courting with the woman who would later become his wife. However, Willie Maley was at home. Whether it was always the plan, or the embarrassment of only trying to recruit 1 Maley brother, Willie was asked to come with his brother to try out for Celtic. By the following May, in 1888, Celtic were ready to start as a football team. They had a ground, the original Celtic Park, which had been opened in an exhibition game by Hibernian and Cowlairs. And then, on the 28th of May 1888, the boys took to the field for the first time. Playing against Rangers, the team that would become their greatest rivals, 11 men wrote themselves into Celtic legend when they became the club's first team. Willie Maley was one of those men. By the end of the match, the boys had claimed a 5-2 victory, and Tom Maley had become scorer of Celtic's first ever hat-trick. Willie soon became an essential part of the Celtic 11, and over the next few years, he had a key role as the boys achieved numerous club firsts. Willie played and scored in May 1889 as Celtic beat Cowlairs to win the boys' first trophy, the Glasgow Northeastern Cup. Willie Maley was also part of the first Celtic side to win a major trophy, the 1891 Glasgow Cup, and then was also involved in the boys' first Scottish Cup success as well as first league title. In all of this, he had proven himself to be an essential part of the team. Recognition of Willie's playing ability came from elsewhere too. In a time where there were far fewer international games, he was capped twice for Scotland, and also played for the Scottish League Select. In fact, his Scottish caps proved controversial. Some people objected to him playing for Scotland on account of him having been born in Ireland. From a club perspective, he'll always be thought of as Willie Mailey of the Celtic, although he did play one game for Manchester City in 1896. This was the side that his brother Tom would go on to manage just a few years later. However, it wasn't simply on the pitch that Willie had proven to be an effective individual. He was also seen as a strong organiser and leader, and had a role in the arrangements of many Celtic games, as well as footballing competitions as well. This became relevant when the Celts underwent a notable change in the 1890s. Since the club had been formed, Celtic were member-owned, and those members paid annual subscriptions. However, for a number of years, some committee members had been pushing for Celtic to become a private company. Finally, in 1897, this happened, and 5,000 shares were issued in Celtic. At this same time, it was decided to appoint an official secretary-manager to oversee the running of the club. Given his fine reputation as a player and administrator, Willie Mailey was appointed to this role. Those that gave him this job could scarcely have imagined that he would still be in post more than 4 decades later. Just as Willie Mailey's playing career had involved great success, this would also be the case for his managerial reign. In fact, he enjoyed instant success, with the 1897-98 season seeing Celtic again become league champions. The sight of Willie Mailey holding aloft Celtic's latest trophy or prize would become a common one. This includes memorable victories such as the 1902 British League Cup, and there was also Celtic's famous 6-in-a-row league titles run going from 1905 to 1910. This was a then world record, and also Scottish record, until the boys themselves beat it in the 1970s. Mailey's success also created some unusual records, which are unlikely to be ever matched. For instance, in 1904, in the space of 1 week, one Mailey brother won the Scottish Cup, and another won the FA Cup. Willie led Celtic to victory over Rangers, and then Tom Mailey won Manchester City's first ever major honour. What was most surprising was that as well as leading Celtic, Willie also found time for numerous other business interests. He owned a sports shop, which was first located in the Gallagate and then the Salt Market. And more famously, he also had the Bank Restaurant in Queen Street, which was effectively used as an office to run Celtic. Mailey was an interesting character. Strangely for a man so interwoven with Celtic, he didn't always agree with many of the fans' opinions or actions. He was known to be a royalist, speaking fondly of meetings with the King, and also a supporter of the British Empire, not least when backing military recruitment events during World War I. Indeed, he tried himself to enlist, but was deemed to be too old. At other times, he was embroiled in fights and arguments with fans. During the 1920s, Mailey was openly critical of the violence associated with the break clubs, which were early versions of supporters' clubs. He once said, "The war fever is dying out of men's blood. I feel sure that by next season we shall be rid of the break club hooligan, against whom all sporting men's hands should be turned." Celtic's first manager went even further, saying that those fans were the greatest blot that has ever soiled Scottish football. Willie's tenure in charge at Celtic Park saw numerous other notable club events, including the Celts switching to their now world-famous hoop shirts in 1903, and also leading the boys in their first travels out with Britain, going to Austria and Bohemia in 1904, and then further afield to the USA in 1931. The latter event eventually became a reminder that not all of Willie Mailey's time in charge was happy. Heartbreak could at times be found too. Over the years, Willie Mailey had cause to attend the funerals of Celts who had died through illness or addiction, but the most infamous of these tragedies came in 1931. In September of that year, Celtic's goalkeeper John Thompson was injured in a match versus Rangers at Ibrox. Willie Mailey had to help the club cope with the awful aftermath of Thompson succumbing to his injuries, dying at the age of only 22. This was not the only time that Mailey experienced the sad loss of people before their time. World War I saw death and destruction around the world, and some Celts, players as well as fans, died in the conflict. On a personal level for Willie, the most obvious of these was the death of his nephew, Josie Mailey, son of Tom. Inevitably, a 43-year career in charge of Celtic could not always be one of success, and there was lean periods too. And by the end, it can be argued that Willie overstayed his welcome and should really have been advised to leave sooner. 1938 would have been a wonderful opportunity to do this. The Celts were again champions and also won the Empire Exhibition Cup, beating teams from across Britain. This marked Celtic's 50th anniversary, and at a dinner to celebrate this, Willie was given an award, with many at Celtic expecting him to then leave. However, this wasn't something he wanted. His entire life was based around the hoops, and he couldn't bear the idea of moving on. He once commented that, "My love for Celtic has been a craze. The club has been my life, and I feel that without it, my existence would be very empty indeed." And so he stayed as the club declined in the late 1930s, into the World War II era. By early 1940, Celtic's board wanted him out, and he announced his departure to be replaced by former player Jimmy McStain. This was not a happy event. Although it was framed as a retirement, he was resentful of being forced to leave and would not return for some years to Celtic Park. Indeed, for a period he was more likely to be seen as a guest at Ibrox. Mailey had always had positive links with Rangers, and indeed the Light Blues organised a farewell dinner and presentation for him when he departed Celtic. Eventually though, there was a rapprochement between Willie and Celtic, and he returned to Celtic Park, the scene of his greatest days. He was even granted a testimonial, in which he kicked off the game, and the proceeds from this went to charity. By the late 1950s, and approaching his 90th year, Willie Mailey moved into a care home in Langside. On the 2nd of April 1958, his earthly journey came to an end. As a devout Catholic, he had been a daily communicant. His funeral was held at St Peter's in Partick, near the West End place he had called home for many years. Despite the temporary falling out between Celtic and Willie Mailey, there's no denying his phenomenal position in the club's history. He played in the first ever game, and was involved in all of the club's notable early events, such as their first trophy, their first major trophy, the first Scottish Cup, and first league title too. Mailey is Celtic's longest serving manager at 43 years, a record which will surely never be beaten. He is also, based on trophies won, the boys' most successful manager, including claiming 16 league titles, 14 Scottish Cups, and numerous other prizes. His time in charge includes nurturing some of the most famous names in Celtic folklore: Jimmy Quinn, Patsy Gallagher, Jimmy McGrory, and so many others. And of course these men, and Willie himself, are remembered by generations of Celtic fans, not least because of the famous fan song which bears his name. Celtic historian David Potter wrote a biography of Willie Mailey in 2004. It was titled, "Willie Mailey, the Man Who Made Celtic." It seems impossible to give a more fitting or accurate description of Mr. Celtic than this. To learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.